listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. President Obama is taking his first 100 days in office to fulfill his campaign promises, including making changes in foreign policy. The news has focused on immediate issues, but attention should also be given to long-term national security affairs. University of Michigan professor James Morrow says the world is feeling euphoric about Obama, and this could lead to positive changes in U.S. foreign policy.
The greatest advantage that President Obama has right now is that when he walks out there, the first thing most of the world sees is not Bush. This means there's a great deal of optimism around the world that he will be able to produce large, great, significant changes in U.S. foreign policy and the state of international relations. I think there are good reasons why some of these hopes are excessive and likely to lead to disappointment.
Obama plans to remove combat forces from Iraq within 16 months, as well as commit to a greater troop presence in Afghanistan.
American troop levels in Iraq will go down, but more slowly than many would like. Primary reason for this is that Iraqi domestic politics are actually what will drive American troop levels. Iraq has elections both at the provincial and the national level this year, and there are strong incentives for Iraqi politicians to push for a lower U.S. presence while at the same time keeping some U.S. troops there because they fear one another much more than they detest the American presence. In Afghanistan, President Obama has already said that he will raise troop levels. Whether or not this will have a large difference on the escalating violence there is not clear. Afghanistan is a larger and more populous country than Iraq, and therefore, even with higher troop levels, it probably will not be enough to control the country and improve the security situation there.
And what about Iran?
Iran also has presidential elections this year in June. It is quite common that when a new U.S. president takes office, that leaders of other countries are likely to challenge him. And I think the most likely source of such a challenge is Iran, because hardliners in Iran would like to challenge the president and advance the presidential election to help rally public opinion in Iran to their side to help them in the election.
Morrow said there would be less change in foreign policy than people worldwide expect.
President Obama's foreign policy will be driven in part by American interests, which are enduring over time, that will restrain what changes one might want to see. And also, for a number of these issues, many different actors outside the United States have effects on them. So, for example, if you think about a Mideast peace deal, you have to satisfy a large number of parties. It's not just a matter that the United States steps in and peace is created. You have to get Fatah and Hamas, the two main Palestinian factions, on board. You have to get fractious Israeli domestic politics to go along, and a number of other Arab states as well. These are not easy problems to solve.
What are the long-term choices facing U.S. foreign policy?
Much of the attention in foreign policy is focused on the issues we've talked about, which are immediate. But many of the real choices that face the U.S. are much longer ones about the basic rules and principles that organize the international system. Here, the essential problem is a legacy of the end of the Cold War, in which the values that were advanced at the international level since then are those of a world of liberal democracies. But we don't have a world of liberal democracies, which has created the tensions over, for example, the role of humanitarianism, when it's appropriate to use violence and the like, that have been ongoing, enduring issues over the last two decades. These sorts of issues are very difficult to change, but there is some hope of being able to do it both through a combination of international negotiation and thinking carefully about the long-term consequences of U.S. foreign policy.
James Morrow, whose research interests include international politics and foreign policy, is a professor in the Department of Political Science and a research professor at the Center for Political Studies. He is the current International Security and Development Fellow of the Center for Comparative and International Studies.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.